Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Jonathan Rollins.
Och jag heter Sandra Rollins.
Och du lyssnar på
Perfekta svaret.
Mamma säger mamma samma makusa. Mamma säger mamma samma makusa. Did you ever notice that on that song? That Michael Jackson says, mamma säger mamma samma makusa. And then he says, mamma kusa.
Jag visste inte att du hade börjat spela in.
Just saying. I was proud of myself as
jag
a kid.
Jag förstod inte.
Va? He says, mamma säger mamma samma makusa. 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 It's a difference in the rhythms of those, in the cadence. And I was proud of myself as a kid. I used to just find ways to be proud of myself. I want to instill that into. I think our son does it, and I want my daughter, our daughter, to do that as well. See how I've said our.
You said my and corrected yourself.
Right. You don't correct yourself. You just say my kids. I want my kids.
Oh, they're mine.
Oh, and they're mine too. But, but yeah, I just thought about that, and that's something I want to instill.
Jag förstod.
Is there anything, any small little thing that you hope the kids get from you?
Okay. Ska du fråga så
djupa? Deep questions?
Ja, jag är helt
oförberedd.
Nej, eller jo, säkert. Men jag får fundera på det.
Because there's something that Allie does that I'm sure is you.
Vad är det?
She is really good with lyrics.
Ja, att lära sig sångtexter.
Quickly, she just has it down.
Hon är bättre än båda oss.
I'm horrible.
But you learned mamma say mamma say mamma
makusa. And makusa. I did the right rhythm.
Men sån liten grej skulle inte jag bry mig om barnen kunde. Då tänker jag ju mer på så här.
Can they dance on beat?
Nej, respektera människors lika värde.
I think you're allowed to disrespect humans around the world if you can dance on beat.
Nej.
Like I'd be like, come on man. Like clap on beat.
Hörru, nu kör vi. perfekt svar. Okay. Är du redo?
Yeah. Is this from a listener?
Nej, tyvärr inte.
Why do our listeners hate us?
Har vi en sån här lyssnare?
Huh?
Har vi en sån här lyssnare?
I know. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it. Or maybe they think they got all the answers. That's what it is. They think they got all answers. Mm. Let me tell y'all something. You don't have all the answers. We have the answers. We just need to know the questions. So send us the questions, man.
Det är bra.
We're out here reading Reddit relationships.
Men det är också kul.
It is very fun.
Så här, nu kör jag. Am I, 22 female, crazy for being upset that my 23 male boyfriend lied about wanting to go to a strip club?
Yes.
For context, me and my boyfriend have been together for about a year and a half. He's going on a trip to Vegas with his dad soon to watch a football game. Mm. I asked him a while ago if he or his dad had been planning on going to a strip club. Varför frågar man det?
Why? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Men, alltså, snälla, don't get me started. A strip club isn't a hard no for me. It's just, I don't feel comfortable with him spending money on other women while we are still in the financial position of splitting checks. Also, he hasn't made me secure enough in our relationship to trust him around a bunch of topless women.
What about, what is dad?
Men också, varför går man med sin pappa på en stripklubb? Alltså, sök och få. Men vi fortsätter.
Sök och få.
Ja. To add on to it, he has a history of sleeping with a stripper. So you can't use the excuse he won't go home with one either.
Come on.
Nonetheless, he lied to say his father never mentioned the idea, but had to take it back yesterday and said his dad did mention it. and that my boyfriend had said okay. Alltså att gå till en stripklubb. I don't understand why he'd tell me he doesn't want to go. Lägg av nu. Then tell his father okay. Do I have the right to be very upset about this?
No.
It's not the first time he's lied to me. Other than that, he's usually a decent boyfriend.
22-23.
Men jag tycker att det är knas att ens pappa och son ska gå på strippklubb
tillsammans. I get it. We're from different cultures.
Ja, alltså 100% okay. Different cultures.
So it's not the same for me. I don't feel that way.
Nej.
I think,
för att ni är väldigt manschauvinistisk kultur. Och det är så här helt okej att en pappa och son sitter och bara, kolla tuttarna. Tillsammans som äckliga grisar. And that's how I feel about it.
You're a dummy poo-poo pants. You're a dummy
poo-poo
pants. That's how I feel. Oh, cool. That's what we do in the strip club?
Yes.
Okay.
Med sin son som ett äckligt creep.
Okay. Well, that's the answer.
So, yes, you have a right to be very
upset. Thank y'all for listening. PerfectoParty.com. It's our website where you
men
can
say vad du tycker då.
I think she's a little, you don't think she's a little slightly like unhinged?
Unhinged. Du ska alltid få det låta som att någon är liksom.
She's a psychopath. She is a psychopath. You can't tell this woman she is obviously not. Obviously a murderer.
Nej, däremot så kan jag förstå, hör jag ju att hon är väldigt osäker.
Yes.
Och hon är inte säker i relationer. Alltså det är ju nummer ett problemet right. Här.
She's like, she's adding stuff, man.
Mm, och också like, så här.
And it's obvious, he's trying to protect her feelings by saying, my dad didn't ask. He probably don't want his dad involved in that stuff. He might not really want to go. And the dad is like, yeah, dad, well, dad, oh, sure, yeah, we'll see what's up. Yeah, we're going to go.
Men han hade kunnat sagt
det. I wouldn't want to go to strip club with my dad.
Nej, men han hade ju, se, du håller med mig.
No, I just don't know him. Is that you? I go to the strip club to see if he's there. Oh, he's the DJ.
That's lit.
You know my dad DJ at the strip club?
Oh, my God. That's why I need
dad?
To.
I was no, just trying to spend
not.
Quality time
he
with
did
him.
Not.
You're trying to ruin the bonding.
Sa han det till dig?
Jason told me that.
Alltså du vet att man inte, no offense till din pappa, men kan lita på så mycket som han säger.
I don't think that's a bragging point. Yeah, so I'm TJ. It seems like
Johan
that comes
up.
But I think he probably slipped up and said, or pretends that he's running a party there, but he's just a DJ. I own this club. I own the strip club. You know, just waiting to get the
that's
paperwork.
That's a DJ on a strip club.
Bara, DJing at the strip club. That's the last I heard. That was like the last.
Nu alltså.
I mean, I think that's like the last job that Jason said he had.
Men gud, alltså, jag orkar inte med honom. Okej, men det var en side note.
Ja. Yeah.
Angående grisiga pappor på stripklubben.
I come from a very strip-friendly culture. We'll say it like that.
I think I'm right. Like
so Munk and Daisy, my aunt, my uncle, and my great aunt. Like Munk had a birthday party. My uncle had a birthday party, and it was at a strip club. And my great aunt went there. This very religious, you know, Daisy, very religious, older lady with gigantic butt.
Hon inte older. Alltså,
she's in her 60s.
Så, ja, nu, ja. Men det här var väl flera
when they went, what was it 15 years ago, maybe?
Okay, so hon var 45. Alltså, det är ganska stor skillnad.
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
Enormt stor skillnad, skulle jag säga.
Was it that long? Okay, whatever. Yeah, she's probably 40s, 50s. Yeah, okay. Yeah. She felt uncomfortable.
Ja, det förstår jag.
And she had a fun time.
Jag var en gång på stripklubb. Mm. Jag var super uncomfortable. Kommer du ihåg?
It's because you're almost 40.
Nej, då var jag ju 20 typ.
How old are you now?
37.
Huh?
Hur gammal är du?
You went to a gigantic strip club. I was almost uncomfortable there.
Jag var obekväm därför att jag när jag såg de här tjejerna, det var någon tjej som kom ut så himla ung. Men gud, sluta roll your eyes. Hon var så ung.
It's the judgment, the condescension in your voice that in your face and all of that stuff that bothers me. That's all.
Well.
It's like the feeling sorry for people and like, oh, if only you knew better. Oh. It's such a It's disgusting. It's the worst people. It's always the white women. It's always y'all. It's always y'all.
Wow.
No, but it's a thing, man. It's like, all right, some people grow up in a completely different culture and they don't even see that stuff you're talking about.
Exact.
And then you're like, I agree. You're like, you have to see it my way.
Exact.
And they're like, you have to see it my way. You're like, oh, never. But you're asking them to do the same thing that...
Det är bra att du ändå förstår.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I hope you understand that it's ridiculous to apply your values to somebody who could never see the same values as you and then judge them.
Judge? Yeah.
You're making it like they're just poor them. And some of them is like, I'm on the come up.
Okay, hur som helst, tycker du att den här tjejen ska vara sur på sin
part? I think this lady is a little unhinged. I'm dead ass. I think this lady...
Okay, du kan säga unhinged.
The way it reads is like she's slightly controlling and she is jealous and she's trying to... she probably wouldn't like the... what she said, he slept with a stripper before and this is like a trigger for her. And so it has... It has to do with everything except the thing she's saying it has to do with.
Jag håller med. Men jag känner också att hon kan göra slut med honom.
Yes. Yes, I agree. But I think it shouldn't be, all right, the reason is because you go on a strip club with your dad.
Nej, men jag tror att hon använder...
It's the reason
hon
because I can't trust you.
Ja, exakt.
And you won't... And you're not willing to make me be able to trust you.
Hon använder ju det här att hon känner sig osäker. Så hittar hon liksom en annan anledning.
Exactly.
Men jag tycker också att de är unga. Han kommer inte heller säkert förstå henne när hon försöker...
Or try to.
Ja, eller exakt. Om hon försöker säga att jag blir osäker på grund av de här punkterna som du precis nu...
Broke down for you.
Ja, exakt. Så att jag tror att... jag vet inte. Jag känner bara så här, nej. Hon har väl inte en anledning att bli jättesur på honom. Men jag kan också förstå att om man själv tycker att det där inte är okej, då vet jag inte. Då har man kanske olika värderingar typ. Och det kan bli svårt att respektera varandra på ett bra sätt. Då kanske man inte ska vara tillsammans.
Maybe you should take that same attitude towards yourself and strippers. Ni kanske har olika värderingar.
Ja, exakt.
Bara.
Men jag har inte sagt någonting annat.
You say it, you
du blir kränkt som att du jobbar på en strippklubb. Är det för att din pappa är en DJ på strippklubb?
I'm defending my father. No, it's that it's not just you. It's like the whole. It's a completely different culture here, and then everybody's holier than thou about it. You're on your high giraffes here, and it really bothers me. Everybody is like that about that. And with us, it's such a. There's strip clubs on every corner in Miami.
Okej, okay, John. Jag tycker inte att det gör saken bättre.
No, I'm saying it makes it normalized. And so people don't all look at it. It's not as much
like... För det är en manschauvinistisk kultur.
Besides that, I'm not talking about that.
Men det är
I'm
ju det som about, är grunden till I'm varför about, det är så.
Like when people ask me about strip clubs here, I say... like Monk asked me about it. Or he asked us about it when he was talking to us about the podcast. And everybody's like, oh, no. But it's a different thing here. Here, I haven't been to one, but from what I hear, is that here it's like, it feels more trafficky.
Okay, okay, I hear you, men jag tycker fortfarande att det grundar sig i liksom, att det är en sexistisk kultur, att man
right.
tycker
And
att det är helt okej.
Some of those women are taking advantage of these sexist idiots.
Ja, okej, okay, jag har inte sagt
And
någonting
like,
annat.
I'm coming up on it.
Okej,
okay, like,
men jag säger inte emot det. Men det betyder inte att jag tycker att det är ett bra strukturellt... Alltså jag, det är inte som att jag tycker att det är bra för det. Jag tycker inte det.
I'll tell you one thing. Have you gone to church to pray for these women?
I will.
Well, while you're there, I'm gonna ask the pastor if the strip club's cool. If my tips help put a pretty girl through school. That's what I want. Like winos want they good whiskey.
So annoying.
I ain't in the clan, but I got my hood with me. That's all I'm saying.
Ni kan skicka era frågor till perfekta.paret.pod.
Okay. What was your answer? Yes. Break up.
Okay.
That's my answer too. Break up. I'm telling him, run.
I'm telling her, get the hell out of
flag.
Here.
She's a walking red flag.
Red flag, girl.
He's going to the strip club with his dad. And my dad works at one. So many revelations in this episode.
What a mess.
Perfectapod on Instagram. Perfectapodpod@gmail.com. If you want to write, if you want someone to look down upon you, then go meet Sandra in the streets and say hello. Look for the giraffe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.